hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM Shortwave.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this fifth day of March 2008. We'll get into politics here in a moment, folks. Newsflash, Ron Paul recaptured his congressional seat down here in Texas. ABC News claimed the race was really close. Wasn't as close as they would like you to believe. Mr. Huckleberry from Arkansas, the guy that said 2 days ago, he kept being asked the question, why are you still in the race? You don't have a chance. Because he said, I'm not a quitter. Today, he quit. So that means out of the field of 11 people that were on the GOP ticket, two are remaining. One you know of. Well, you both know. You know them both. John McCain and Ron Paul. So, I'm not even going to get into the Barack Hillary Clinton thing. It's a scam. It's a sham, folks. They've got their handpicked successors. Mr. McCain was at the White House today with a luncheon, and I'm sure it was a welcoming ceremony by Mr. Bush. Yeah, like they really don't like each other. They're different sides of the same coin. But John McCain got the presidential nod today. My question is, has John McCain totally lost his, is the albino chipmunk totally lost his mind here? Does he really believe that George Bush can be any help to him? Well, maybe he does. I don't know. But he's going to accept the backing of President George Bush. I'd much rather accept the backing of Hugo Chavez or maybe Fidel Castro or maybe Muhammad Ahmadinejad. Before I would accept George. I'm serious, folks. Politico is what strange bedfellows they do make, and everybody has slept with everybody in Washington, D.C., trust me. Program note on tomorrow's broadcast, I got a hold of Jeffrey Smith, and we're going to be talking a lot about the genetically modified stuff that's out there and his latest book, Genetic Roulette. We're going to be talking a lot about it. They're getting scary with the stuff that they're doing, folks. Mighty, mighty scary stuff out there. So we'll be talking with Jeffrey Smith from the Institute for Responsible Technology and the Campaign for Healthier Eating in America. God knows we like to eat, but what are we eating? Yeah. Give me that Mickey D's with some extra pickles and onions, please. One of the main problems I see here in this country, it's what the people are eating. And they think they're eating healthy because it's fresh. Fresh what? You know, you're eating vegetables and produce grown in soil that has basically been burned out by chemical fertilizers. They look real pretty, but where's the nutritional value in them? I mean, this goes back years, folks. You know, I can remember the slogans, live better through chemistry. Well, they were chemicalizing everything and everybody. And one of the other issues that I have here is all this tainted beef, chicken, and pork with the growth hormones. We'll get into that subject as well with my guest tomorrow. But at any rate, we've got a show here to do today. Oh, and what a show it's going to be. Hang on here. I'm going to go after the commies in California. You know, they say as GM goes, so does the rest of the country. Now, same can be said with California. That's why we always have to watch our friends on the left coast very closely. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Reports are coming in from all over North America about wild MPG.
My 97 Honda Civic went from just over 31 miles per gallon to over 50 miles per gallon.
My 98 Plymouth Breeze went from just over 38 miles per gallon to over 77 miles per gallon.
My 95 Ford F-150 went from 12.7 miles per gallon to 33 miles per gallon.
It's not a hybrid. It's not an electric. Wild MPG is an inexpensive modification that gives you incredible savings, a cleaner engine, better performance, more horsepower, less dependence on foreign oil, and better gas mileage.
Far better gas mileage.
Find out more at wildmpg.com.
Wild MPG means more money in your pocket.
The Wild MPG kit is absolutely guaranteed to increase your gas mileage by at least 50%, or the cost of the kit will be refunded to you. Visit wildmpg.com.
WildMPG.com.
Welcome to the revolution in fuel economy technology. WildMPG.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Our cultural friends out there in California. Fascist America, California judges, orders no homeschooling. Story by Jim Corey, News with Views. Says in a case that's almost guaranteed to have repercussions throughout the country, California appellate judges ruled that one family's children could not be homeschooled and must attend a government school or accredited private school. That's one step closer to Nazi Germany. With our oligarchy system, judges tell us how our children will be raised and educated. As judges are just an extended arm of the federal government, all are so corrupted now there's no hope of ever seeing any real justice or moral rulings. The court's decision is the result of a civil case brought against Philip and Mary Long regarding the education they provided to their two children. The Longs currently have eight children in their home, all of whom they've homeschooled. Homeschooled children, by the way, have proven to be more intelligent, more well-behaved, and educated with real education that they can use for life and are better prepared for college. A little side note, homeschooled children have won the last eight national spelling bees. Philip Long told us that he and his wife will probably appeal the decision to the California Supreme Court. Yeah, good luck with that one. Since they've homeschooled all of their children, the oldest now 29, because of various anti-Christian influences in California's public schools. By the way, the California schools are all now homosexual schools by law. And with a follow-up article to this one, I will tell you how they're lobbying to have communism taught in the public schools as well. You'll love that one. Perfect adjunct to this. According to Jim Corey, he says, homeschooling is endowed upon parents by our Creator. The state of California or the federal government have no right to tell parents how their children should be taught, said Phil Long in a telephone interview with us. In fact, it is an order by God for parents to educate their kids. Well, let me stop here for a second because, folks, we are living in a cyber world. You know, I just saw a commercial the other day, and I don't know if it was Verizon, but one of these companies that, you know, sells the text servicing, messaging stuff and all that. The scene is that the children, along with the grandmother, with the mother that's in the living room, and they're all texting. And the mother is upset because she can't connect with her children. So what does she do? She grabs a little text messaging device from grandma's hands to text the child that's sitting no more than 2 feet from her on the floor in the living room to get her attention. And then she promptly, once she gets that attention of that child, promptly tells the child, I think I failed. Yeah. And what is happening with homeschool children, folks? You know, I heard the term years ago, gee, I need to spend quality time with my children. You know, read that as, well, we now have latchkey kids. We need two income earners in the workplace. So somebody had to invent something very special and unique to designate what time you have left over from the day to spend the quality time with your children. Folks, I know you remember the day in this country where the male could be the sole breadwinner in the home, and the mother could stay home raising the children. Oh, but that's just passe and blasé now, isn't it? Well, the Long's children did not have any say in their representation by these attorneys. While the lawyers claimed to be representing the interest of the children, they actually were representing the California education establishment. Critics say that this is proof positive that in the eyes of the bureaucrats, parents and families have no rights regarding education. According to information provided by Phil Long, the trial court had found that keeping the children at home deprived them of situations where they could interact with people outside the family. Seems to be a strange ruling from a court, doesn't it? They also stated that there are people in the public school system who could provide help if there's a problem in the lives of the pupils. I'm sure that they could. A judge in the case also said that the children in government schools could develop emotionally in a broader world than the parents' cloistered settings. Catching the verbiage on this one? The appeals ruling stated that California's law mandates that persons between the age of 6 and 18 be in school. The public full-time day school, mind you, with exemptions being allowed for those in a private full-time day school or those instructed by a tutor who holds a valid state teaching credential for the grade being taught. And again, read that as federally mandated curriculum. Now, the panel of judges ruled that the Long family failed to demonstrate that the mother has a teaching credential such that the children can be said to be receiving an education from a credentialed tutor, and that their involvement and supervision by Sunland Christian School's independent study programs was of no value. None at all. They provide the curriculum, all the books, everything else, but it's of no value. According to the Longs, the family's religious beliefs were not given ample weight in the case. The court claims the Long's sincerely held religious beliefs are not the quality of evidence that permits us to say that application of California's compulsory public school education law to them violates their First Amendment rights. Such sparse representations are too easily asserted by any parent who wishes to homeschool his or her child. I see. Now, Philip Long said his family is working on ways to appeal to the California Supreme Court because he will not permit the pro-homosexual, pro-bisexual, pro-transgender agenda of the California public schools to indoctrinate his children. Just ain't going to do it. He says, we just don't want them teaching our kids. They're teaching things that are totally, and these are his words, totally contrary to what we believe. They put questions in our children's minds we don't feel they're ready for, said Mr. Long during the telephone interview with the entity here that wrote the story, News with Views. We're going to appeal to a higher court. I don't want to put my children in public school that teaches ideologies, if you can even call them that, I don't believe in. Now, children belong to the parents, not to the state, Long said. He also acknowledged that there's a great deal of misinformation about the status of homeschooling in California. Many observers believe this is merely the beginning of a movement to totally ban homeschooling because the California legislature and Governor Arnie Schwarzenegger worked together to establish Senate Bill 777 and the Assembly Bill 394 as the law that institutionalized the promotion of homosexuality, bisexuality, transgenderism, and other alternative lifestyle choices within the public school system. In other words, folks, they're teaching them out there as early as kindergarten, it's okay for Billy Bob to have two Bobs as parents, I guess. Well, they can bob up and bite something, but that's another matter. Now, the reason homeschoolers are under attack is obvious. The NEA and the homosexual lobby wants them in schools, public schools, to indoctrinate them. Homeschooled children are not brainwashed with homosexuality, the myth of global warming, globalism, etc., etc. Homeschooled children are still innocent, and that can't be allowed. Therefore, attacks on homeschoolers will be undoubtedly escalate across the country unless the Christian community wakes up. California law at first allowed public schools to voluntarily promote homosexuality, bisexuality, and transsexuality. Then the law required public schools to accept homosexual, bisexual, and transsexual teachers as role models for impressionable children. Why did I just get an image of some guy in drag with a hairy upper lip teaching Bobby that having two males as parents is a good idea? I just flashed through my mind. It wasn't pretty. Now that the law has been changed to effectively require the positive portrayal of homosexuality, bisexuality, and transsexuality to 6 million children in the California government-controlled schools, there are no similar protections for students with traditional or conservative lifestyles and beliefs. However, offenders will face the wrath of the State Department of Education, up to and including lawsuits, according to legal experts. SB 777 here results in a reverse discrimination against students with religious and traditional family values. These students have lost their voice as a direct result of Mr. Schwarzenegger's unbelievable decision. The terms mom and dad or husband and wife could promote discrimination against homosexuals if a same-sex couple is not also featured. Having mom and dad promote a discriminatory bias. That's right. Yeah, you don't want your kids being a drag queen or a trans-confused, transgender whatever, or maybe, you know, not to be... My gosh, let's not limit the kids' horizons here. If you happen to like boys, well, maybe you should like girls, too. You know, that's the idea behind this. I shudder to think how millions of California children will be led astray, how marriage will be destroyed, and how the immorality will step on the neck of morality if Arnold Schwarzenegger signs 5 anti-family bills into law. The Terminator has less than 2 weeks to sign or veto some very, very bad bills. Now, this just ain't right, since the majority of pastors in California oppose sexual indoctrination of school children. The SB 777 or the AB 394 oppose demeaning marriage, AB 43 and AB 102, and oppose forcing the homosexual, bisexual, transsexual agenda on businesses, organizations, and churches. Distracted drivers cause car accidents. Distracted pastors may accidentally assist anti-family bills to be signed into law. The governor will notice our loud voices and our relative silence. The choice is ours. Young children will be led astray. The definition of marriage will be irreparably harmed. And cherished freedom of conscience will be trampled if Arnold Schwarzenegger signs these bad bills into law. Now, you ready for... You ready for the follow-up on this deal? Next on the school agenda, teaching communism to the kids in the California schools. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Next on the school agenda, California scheming, folks. Notice I said, didn't say California dreaming, California scheming. Bob Unra, that writes for WorldNet Daily, says, next on the school agenda, teaching communism, just when you thought indoctrination couldn't get any worse. A new plan by California lawmakers would allow schools to be used to promote the overthrow of the U.S. government, and let teachers in public district classrooms inculcate in the mind of any pupil a preference for communism, according to a traditional values advocacy organization. Now, just when we thought the indoctrination in California's public schools couldn't get any worse, state lawmakers introduced bills that will further brainwash innocent children, said a statement from Capital Resource Institute, a traditional values and family advocacy. Why am I having such a problem saying that word today? Advocacy. What? There's no guy in advocacy. Advocacy. There we go. Organization based in California. We're in California, of course, and it has a chance of succeeding. CRA spokeswoman Karen England told WorldNet Daily. These people get bolder and bolder every year. Her organization, along with several others, already have been battling over lawmakers' orders already placed in law that public schools in the state teach nothing but positive messages about homosexuality, transsexuality, and bisexuality, and other alternative lifestyles. I don't know how much more alternative it can get than the aforementioned, but These plans are being challenged in court by citizens' attempts to place the issue on the 2008 election ballot and by family advocates who say the best option is for families to abandon public schools for private schools or other alternatives. Refer back to the first story I just did. Now comes the plan, SB 1322, from State Senator Alan Lowenthal. Gee, there's a telling statement right there, Mr. Lowenthal, a Democrat elected from the state's 27th district, including the towns of Artesia, Avalon, Bellflower, Cerritos, Downey, Lakewood, Long Beach, Linwood, Paramount, Signal Hero, and Southgate, and others. The bill would actually allow the promotion of communism in public schools. Now, that's because the state's Civic Center Art, or I'm sorry, the Civic Center Act, my printout here is a little smudged, already requires a school district to grant the use of school property when an alternative isn't available to nonprofit groups, clubs, or associations set up for youth and school activities. But the law also states that the property may not be used by anyone intent on overthrowing the government. Now, the group said that SB 1322 would delete the requirement that an individual organization wanting to use the school property is not a communist action organization or a communist front organization. This bill would also strike the law that the public school or community college employee may be fired if he or she is a member of the Communist Party. Worse yet, the group said the bill would also strike the law that prohibits a teacher giving instruction in a school or on public school property from teaching communism with the intent to indoctrinate or to inculcate in the mind of any pupil a preference for communism. SB 1322 is simply shocking, said Meredith Turney, legislative the liaison for the Affiliated Capital Resource Family Impact. The socialist members of the legislature are now advocating that communism, one of the most brutal forms of government in history, be taught favorably to government schools. Anyone espousing communism, which does advocate for the violent overthrow of existing government, will be permitted not only to use government property, but work in schools and colleges and teach their freedom-hating propaganda to impressionable young people. Less than 20 years after the fall of the communist Soviet Union, California lawmakers are eager to once again begin advancing a political ideology responsible for the deaths of millions of innocent people. Instead of promoting communism in our schools, lawmakers should be focused on actually teaching students to read, write, and think for themselves. Well, I'll go one better. Why not teach the Constitution in the public schools here in America based on our rule book? That's right, the Constitution, that represents our Republican form of government, not our democracy, not anything else that it's been called. The bill itself explains it would delete provisions regarding a person who intends to use school property on behalf of the organization, and it goes into more of that. Now, folks, also tossed out of the California law was the recognition that communism even presents a clear and present danger. The earlier school indoctrination in alternative sexual lifestyles has prompted creation of Rescue Your Child, a coalition of various groups encouraging parents to withdraw their children from the state's public school system. And you know what? When I read that, I thought, you know, that's okay for a temporary fix. But what about the rest of these poor kids that can't afford to go to a private school or they cannot be taught or homeschooled at home? And what I see is as that idea, and I'm sorry to besmirch the wonderful people there at Rescue Your Child, because they're trying to do what they think is right, and I don't disagree with what they're trying to do. But what I see happening is we're vacating the field of play. If you take the kids out and put them in homeschools or whatever, you homeschool your children, that still leaves the field open to these people that have these wonderful ideas to teach and indoctrinate more children in the public schools. It's a never-ending battle, folks. More on this when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I'll get into another story here off of HenryMacau.com. By the way, Henry Macau, Save the Males, he's a very, very good writer. And being in Canada, writing what this guy writes is, well, contrary to how the government wants people indoctrinated up there. But at any rate, Mr. Henry Macau's program is on this network, 10 p.m. Sunday evenings, folks, for only an hour. He's only on for 4 hours a month, and I'm glad to have him for that. But he's on at 10 o'clock. That's 10 p.m. Central Time on Sunday evenings right on this network. So you may want to tune into that show. Henry, I've been a fan of Henry Macau for many, many years. Let me go to the phones here. Dylan in Texas. Hello, Dylan.
Howdy, John. You're doing a great job as usual. This is really pertinent what you're talking about, the public school system coming against homeschoolers in California.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tie this in, how this pertains to micro FMs. As a student and teacher of languages, I'll testify that knowledge is 1% cognition and 99% repetition. And just like in these schools, the kids are receiving the same information over and over and over various points, and they're tying things together. And they're saying things like, okay, global warming, my dad's car, and they're tying things together because they're getting these points flashed at them again and again and again. Well, FM radio is a alternative flashing constant point. It's available to the largest amount of people, whether they're in a car or a building or just carrying a transistor radio on them. FM radio offers the opportunity to flash programming at someone 24/7. And when someone finds a station on the FM they really like, they listen to it all the time.
It's true.
And this broadcast right now, National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting, someone out there listening to this could broadcast this on their own FM micro station. And if you're happening to be listening to this broadcast on FM, you could, even easier, you could set up a relay station.
Yeah.
And this last weekend we were without, here in Austin, we were without the
yes.
FM micro, and every time that we have a delay in receiving it on the FM, I'm just reminded how crucial it is, and that it is a substitute for the constant bombardment from the TV, public schools, and other flash points.
By the way, you guys down there in Austin, 96.3 has been up, it's been down, there's been problems with that. Nobody there manning the station. And just last Friday, I attended a meeting, the Truth Seekers. Thank you, Randall, for inviting me down there. We have a lady that has volunteered the services, and we're going to be putting up another low-power FM down there. You know, and I never could understand the programming choice of having Alex Jones being broadcast on two radio stations in the same city at the same time. So what this new station is going to be, it's going to be just strictly RBN 24/7.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So a little bit of news there. It's going to take us a little funds to get that thing set up. But I'm also tired of waiting for a low-power FM up here in Round Rock, and I'm going to put one in my own house. So you people here listening on the very fringes of 96.3, if you can hear it today, you'll be able to hear us here in the future in Round Rock. I've been waiting for a long time. I'm done waiting. Time is drawing very close, and if we've got people out there that aren't dedicated enough to keep the programming live and then maintain it, well, then I've got to step in and do something about it. Dylan, thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, feminists run the schools, teach anti-hate male, or they teach anti-male hate, I should say. A story by Brian Simpson posted on henrymackow.com. It says, and this is from Canada, folks. I've been a supply teacher for 20 years in every subject area, K-12, and over 200 schools and over 1,000 classrooms in a large Canadian city. Said, I can report that the educational system has been taken over by the feminists and the lesbians who preach a daily diet of hate, violence, and discrimination against males despite pretenses of tolerance, nonviolence, and inclusiveness. It's moderately common to find girls wearing anti-male hate clothing. Slogans on T-shirts include, Stupid Factory, where boys are made. Or here's another one, Boys are stupid, throw rocks at them. And prefixed by the profile view of a handgun, he had it coming. Others include, who needs boys when you have credit cards? And I like boys who are sensitive and cry when I hit them. And mental, M-E-N-T-A-L, anxiety, mental breakdown, menstrual cramps, menopause. Did you ever notice how all of our problems begin with men? Then what's the W-O in front of men for woman or women? I've been in staff rooms where I've read pamphlets issued by the Canadian Federation of Teachers about Afghanistan. Exclusive concern was shown for women and girls and female babies, and none for the males, despite the fact that boys had the double whammy plus of being forced to carry a gun, kill or be killed, traumatized and be traumatized, starting as early as 8 years of age. They had been denied schooling and been traumatized for life. The girls only had been denied schooling. I've been in classrooms where videos were shown blaming all date violence on males. No sexual violence, female to male, was mentioned. and women were referred to as men's property. Once the video had been shown, the girls overflowed the anti-male hate statements, and the boys were afraid to speak on any matter whatsoever. I told students that the video's depiction was false, but they insisted that the video depiction was the absolute truth. Such indoctrination is the norm in schools. In the context of the omnipresent Women's History Month, the posters in the school, I've been in the homerooms in which the boys are so abused by their feminist teachers that they cannot even whimper. Even after serial attempts to get them to say anything at all, in one classroom in which grade 12 students were nearing their graduation, I had a boy cry about the climate of ever-climaxing anti-male hate. As a male, I'm routinely discriminated against for employment for no recourse to authorities. In supply teaching, patterns emerge such as gender cleansing in early years. Men, in other words, men need not apply. The substitute clerks want women, and when they can't get them, a man can get called at the last minute. Late call generally translates as, I couldn't get a woman call. In my experience, all substitute clerks are women. In the past two decades, phone computer machines have been put into the place of the various districts. As a result, when IT phones instead of she, the early years open up to men initially. I don't understand any of this, so I'm just going to skip that by. I don't understand the thought pattern here, and it's not translating well. Now, in the hundreds and hundreds of applications I have put into teaching jobs, I have never had a response to any application for grade 2, grade 1, nor kindergarten. And I've only had one interview for a position in grade 3, which was, you guessed it, assigned to a woman. Now, there are some people that argue, folks, that men should not be teachers in schools. Okay, why? Most of the teachers, when I was in public school, that made an impression, and this was one. Sorry to say, folks, this is when men were men, women were women, and cars were cars. The most memorable teachers I had were not females at all. They were males. And they weren't effeminate. They weren't pushing homosexuality or anything else. They were strong role models, and they were outstanding teachers. You know, when I think back to, like, say, grade 8, I remember a guy that I swear to God, he walked like Boris Karloff when he played Frankenstein. He had that gait to him. A big guy. You know, the no-neck kind. Big guy. Couldn't see his neck. Looked like his head sat right on his shoulders. Mr. Merrilees was his name. I'll never forget this guy. He had the worst breath I've ever smelled on a human being. But I was in his reading class. And we went through reading. And we paid it its just due. Folks, if you're in school and you don't have reading comprehension, how are you supposed to get the curriculum? You know, you can have a bevy of teachers that are outstanding teachers, but if you're trying to teach school kids out of textbooks and they can't read too good, you know, what's the point? Well, I excelled in that guy's class. I mean, speed reading exercises that would make a hummingbird go blind. You know, when they'd flash the stuff across the screen, and I mean, you had to really read yourself silly here to get the content. It was like speed reading, only without skipping the important parts. It was reading comprehension and doing it quickly and efficiently. You know, these are the teachers I remember. You know, I can credit a high school teacher, science teacher. He loved his subject matter to the point, God forbid, he actually made it interesting to the children in his classroom that attended his classes. I cannot remember any women in my schooling that stood out to me. It was always males. So, you know, they're just turning this into a free-for-all, and they're doing it at the behest and, well, not to be discriminatory. I mean, if you're going to talk about mom and this is no kidding, folks. If you're going to talk about mom and dad, the traditional marriage in a California school, you've got to give equal time to the alternative lifestyle parents as well. Now, that's how sick and disgusting this all has gotten. And they're doing it through the federally controlled schools. Now, I can see, and I hold no hope for California. Because even Mr. Kretz, the congressman from Washington, when I made the comment, and I've made this comment on this program several times over the years, if not 50 times, probably more, that I've jokingly said that the socialists and the communists have screwed up California so bad, in other words, kind of doing their business in their own swimming pool, and they don't want to swim in that, so they're going to move. And move they did. They moved northward to Oregon and Washington. And Mr. Kretz says, you're exactly right. That's exactly what they did. So I don't hold a lot of hope for California. I'm sorry to say that. You know, I know we got a lot of listeners out there, but my God, I think you'd be probably one of the first ones to admit your state's gone. I mean, gone. I mean, I just find this to be just totally outrageous. And, you know, folks, and I'll mention this again. If you go down the 10 main points of the Communist Manifesto, you know, this is the manifesto for the world to go communist and love and know it and enjoy it. One of the top 10 list. Do we have a drum roll? Now, one of them is heavy progressive income taxes, confiscation of all property of immigrants and rebels. That is, if you don't pay the heavy progressive income tax, you're a rebel, and they'll come in and confiscate your property. Centralized banking. But the one that's of importance here is number 10 on their list, government control of education. Plain and simple. So when we see this, and then we see what's going on in California, and we see who is sitting in these state assemblies and these legislatures, and you see the curriculum and the, and it's nothing more than an agenda that they're pushing, It leaves little or no doubt. Let's go to the phones. Mark in Kentucky. Hello, Mark.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
It's typical. I just want to congratulate you. You got your future radio here in Kentucky, Cincinnati area. As soon as I can get my equipment.
Is Chris putting that together for you now?
Yes, he is.
Okay, yeah, I've seen him working on it.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just wanted to say that, and it's just typical about what's going on with California. I mean, I just cannot even believe that Arnold Schwarzenegger, the big husky blah 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 guy, is this pro homosexual. And not to mention Nazi on top of it, leader, you know, doing all this stuff. I mean, but he came from Bohemian Grove, so it's kind of typical.
It is, and I'll tell you what should happen is, I'll tell you what, all the funding, and this is going to be a tough road to hoe, but all this federal funding that's coming in for these schools, it needs to be cut off. These states need to back away from the federal government and their mandated curriculum in the schools. In other words, it is time for the states to take over their own education curriculum. And I do believe that we can get good curriculum into these schools because there's more people that understand where the problem lies than don't. And it doesn't necessarily mean that somebody that's a little bit more well-funded through some of these various foundations that make their way as far as lobbying the state legislatures to get this or that passed as they did in California. I do believe there's enough people left, the remnants out there, if you will, there's enough people left in all of our states that if there was a push to pull away from the federal mandated education that they're getting in the public school system, that we can actually change the public school system in all of our states by throwing out this curriculum and getting substantive education back into our schools.
You look at all the illegal immigration that's going over there. I mean, and then on top of that, you add that to the teaching of communism, and then you add to that the pro homosexual mm-hmm. alternative lifestyle. I mean, my God, they're turning that into an absolute cesspool. I don't know if they really is a lot.
Well, now you know why I said at the outset of this, you know, I don't know if there's any hope for California.
Yeah.
Because who they're teaching out there are a bunch of illegals. They've got so many people in their school systems that aren't even born in this country, let alone legitimized and legal, you know, anchor babies, if you will. They got a lot of those. But as I said, you know, and this has been going on in California for a long, long time. These people are nothing but water toters for the Marxists and the communists.
You know, when I was younger, I really wanted, like, when I was, like, 18, 19, all that, wanted really to go out to California and all that. And, you know, I had stars in my eyes because at one point I thought I was going to be a, you know, an actor, movie star, or whatever. And now I just look at it and go, oh, my God, I'm just so happy I never went out there. I wouldn't touch that place with a 10-foot pole now with everything that's going on out there.
You know, I've been to California giving talks, oh, gosh, at least 8 times. And every time I go out there, I swear this is my last trip. But when called, I always go to the conservative groups out there, and I'm willing to talk to them. But, man, the only thing I want to do when I get on board that plane and getting out of California, I just want to hit the showers real fast. Hey, Mark, I got to run. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
All right.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had a 80% to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You know what that song is? You've heard it before. It's called Rally Round the Flag. Kind of makes you feel good, doesn't it? Like you're proud to be an American. That's what Ron Paul is, a great American, and he needs you to rally round with your own Ron Paul flag. Ron Paul flags can be mounted on your home or RV, as a banner, or flown beneath the American flag, or by themselves. You decide. Just fly your Ron Paul flag proudly after you order 1, 2, or more from RonPaulFlags.com. Choose the Ron Paul Revolution flag for just over $43 or the Ron Paul 08 flag for the same price. Order 2 or more for a $6 discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com and see what these great flags look like. That's RonPaulFlags.com. Put your state on the map as a Ron Paul state. Visit RonPaulFlags.com. Today.
We are back. I'll jump back to this article here in a second. You know, the reason I said that, folks, is that, you know, we do have programming on this network from 11 to 2 that nobody is aware of. Michael Chuzovdowski, or actually Michelle is his real name, Chuzovdowski, this guy, he's been on the network, what, 2 weeks? He just surpassed me in the downloads in the archives. So there is a myriad of programming that's set up between that 11 and 1 spot that nobody's even aware of. I mean, top quality people. So I'm just saying that people need a choice, and we're going to give them that choice. Too short a time, too much going on, too many still stupid people out there. We're going to wake them up. Now, back to the story I was talking about in Canada. The gentleman writes, he says, first of all, to be in teaching is to be immersed in femininity. Wall-to-wall women everywhere. The students, the teaching staff, the curriculum, the posters on the walls, the celebrations, the laments, the teachers' unions, the student unions, the union unions. In perfect lockstep, all are one, and half of humanity counts for nothing except to be harmed, of course. In one class, the professor had issued a 4-page photocopy to all students, 26 women and 3 men in the room, by the way. The article was composed entirely of assertions. There was a perfect void of evidence. The essence of the article was that men, most especially white men, were all advantaged and that women were all disadvantaged. The monomania was so advanced that one black woman complained that whereas there was affirmative action for women, including black women, it was mostly Caribbean black women who got the jobs and not the African black women. The women in the room gushed with sympathy that such a situation could persist in Canada. Various women as victim and men as victimizer, as the universally advantaged had serialized. I waited for an almost void in the lament and had declared various facts. I pointed out that in Canada's armed services, over 116,000 men and boys and only 30 women and no girls had been killed in service, and that the response of the governments in Canada and elsewhere in the world had been one of advanced women. I pointed out that in the civilian work world, up to 2005, just over 96% of the job-caused deaths were male, and that as of 2006, with the boom in the economy, for the first time, just over 1,000 men and approximately 20 women were killed. The women who spoke, about 12 of them, utterly wailed against me in seething, frenzied hate. It was like being in a Nazi party meeting. I was shouted down. In fact, the women who insisted that the proper world order was save the women, kill the men, complained voraciously that the knights in shining armor, the few men who were allowed into the teaching facility, these professional men called me at home on a Sunday to set up a meeting to censor me for raising gender issues. They didn't complain about what the women were doing. They were just there to castrate the other guy. The one male professor encouraged me to get out of teaching by way of using the University Employment Service, also a feminist organization. I told them in every case I was responding to the women who had raised the issues in the first place and that they had to back off. The head professor said he would speak with the other professors, but following that meeting, my classroom curriculum had included one article about suicide which mentioned that female depression was 50% higher than male depression, but did not mention that the male suicide was 400% higher than the female suicide. And so it goes, folks. Yes, the little organizations putting pressure on state and federal legislatures, well, just to change the landscapes out there. Everything is up for grabs, folks, except this program and this talk show host. I will continue next hour, hour two coming up, 800-313-9443.